indeed is the only one that you are. Can you focus on him now on the throne? Can you focus on Jesus sitting on the throne, looking at you as he has come to hand, waiting to see what is going to be your response? What is going to be your attitude to him as your Savior? As we recall and as we recount, as we reflect on the affairs of 2021, just see yourself standing before him or sitting before him and just look at you, wait to see what will be your attitude to him. Holy are you, Lord,
all creation.
Father, this morning, as we behold you on the throne, what we have come to do this morning is to bow before you and worship you. We have come to appreciate you. We have come to bless your holy name. We have come to give you thanks. We have come to express gratitude. We are come to adore you. Father, this morning, accept our sacrifice of gratitude. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Put your hands together, Lord, as you sit down. This morning, I've not come to preach long sermon, but I've come to exhort you on what I call the sacrifice of thanksgiving. The sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not just what you do when you want to talk about something that is physical, something that you have received. And I want us to look, take our text this morning from Psalm 116, verse 17, quickly. Psalm 116, verse 17. Can we just look at that verse and see what the Lord is saying? I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and we call upon the name of the Lord. Two things here the psalmist says he will do. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. If you want to turn it around, naturally and logically, maybe if you ask me, I would have said, I will call upon the name of the Lord and offer sacrifice of thanksgiving. Do you get what I'm trying to say? If I were to look at it from the common sense angle and from my own feeling, I would rather say, I will first of all call upon the name of the Lord. And when I call upon the name of the Lord, and the Lord answer me, they will come and offer sacrifice of thanksgiving. But no, Sammy says, I won't do that. I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and then call upon the name of the Lord. As the year is gradually winding down, let the truth be told, many are already overwhelmed by feeling of disappointment. Many are already overwhelmed by the sense of underperformance. Many are buckling under the weight or the feeling of low achievement. And so, as I was meditating on this and I was asking myself, I was trying to picture Jesus on the throne. And the question I was asking is this: assuming Jesus is sitting or standing here before us, and we are coming before us, and is waiting to see what will be our attitude to him as he is coming to an end. Is it going to be an attitude of complaint? Is it going to be an attitude, what have you done? Is it going to be an attitude of saying, Lord, what's really happening here? But then, beside me say, I will offer the sacrifice of thanks. I want us to, this morning, know that thanksgiving should be seen as a sacrifice. What is a sacrifice? A sacrifice is not something that's always convenient. In the traditional setting, when things are terrible, what would they say you can do? Make sacrifice. Because sacrifice is for appeasement. So, when people in the traditional setting, on the Yoruba setting, are even in trouble, when the things are not doing well, when they are not going well for them, what they will tell them to do is to go and do what? To make sacrifice. They will always say, okay, when things are better. So, sacrifice starts to say, obe, ore, ebo, okpe. And Yoruba will say, riru ebo ni, gbe ni. So, irrespective of what you might be feeling this morning, irrespective of your reflection of what the year has been, I want to encourage you this morning to offer sacrifice of thanksgiving. Summon the courage, summon the faith, summon the energy to offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, because sacrifice is also for appeasement. There are many times we feel as if God has not been fair to us. There are so many times we feel as if, why has God allowed this to happen? But let me tell you, this year, 2020, is like, it's a year like none others. At least for the little time I spent upon the surface of the earth, and now, at least, I'm closer to 60 than 50. So you can do the mathematical calculation. For this short time I spent in this life, 2020 has been a year like none other. So, and irrespective of what has happened that you are here today, you need to offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Early in the week, somebody sent a message on WhatsApp. If you want a message to me, say that, look, if you think for this year you are unhappy because you have not achieved your goals, think of somebody who has achieved much and was buried yesterday. That if you are thinking you're unhappy because all your goals, much of them have not been achieved, think of someone that was buried yesterday, that you didn't know that you need to give thanks to the Lord. What am I saying this morning? This year, for those of us who are still alive, who are still in good health, we have a lot of reason to thank God.
Odo ta won mu wewe to gbe won lo. Ohun lo mo Olorun we to pada wa sile. Odo ta won mu wewe to gbe won lo. Oke ta lagbaragun to mi hele hele. Oke ta lagbaragun to mi hele hele. Ohun lo mo Olorun gun to pada wa dupe. Oketa lagbara gun to mi hele. Lekan si oketa lagbara gun to mi hele hele. Oketa lagbara gun to mi hele hele. Ohun lo mo Olorun gun to pada wa dupe. Oketa lagbara gun to mi hele.
This year, great and mighty men, men of means, men of power, men of influence, they are falling by the wayside. They had everything which you don't have. But the only thing you have, they don't have today, is that you have life. This man had everything you don't have. Unfortunately, I happen to know some of them. Unfortunately, I happen to be close to one or two of them. They had everything that you don't have, that I don't have. They had money. They had houses. They had influence. They had power. They had fame, but the only thing they don't have again now is life. But you have this life, and God has spared you despite all you don't have. They had access to medical facilities. I know of a man, and I was told that they flew in doctors from different parts of the world just to save his life. But today, he's not among us. So what am I trying to say? God allows us to travel sometimes down the road of adversity so that I can appreciate some little things that will have taken for granted. If you're in doubt, go and ask those who are struggling to live a ventilator so that at least they can breathe. Just like George Floyd said, I can't breathe. So this morning, I want you to know that irrespective of whatever has happened in the year 2020, we hold the Lord a load of gratitude. Because things have happened and things are still happening. For those of us who are in the presence of the Lord today, we must not begin to talk like unbelievers. This year, it has been a terrible year. It has been a bad year. It has been this and that. When see God on the throne this morning, and let God not see you coming to him with an attitude of complaint. Let God not see you coming to him this morning with an attitude of disappointment. Some of us will give God attitude. You know, when you talk to people, give you attitude. You know what I mean? But sometimes we are children of God because we are holy. We give God attitude. We are not talking, but we are giving him attitude. Yoruba so pe iyawo ofo won for you. Let us stop giving God attitude as we come before him this morning. I was reading something in the Voice magazine yesterday. I don't know how many of us know about Voice magazine or we heard about it before. Voice magazine, God bless you. Voice magazine is a magazine of the Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship, right? I was reading a testimony of a man, and as I read it, it brightened my heart as I was meeting on this message. He said that he was married, and this a man that was serving the Lord, burning for him, sacrificing everything for him, doing everything for the Lord, well known in the household of God, but he got married. And he was thinking, I mean, within the first year, they should just have their baby. But for 10 solid years, as Yoruba would say, for a whole decade, you know what that means? I'm not talking of 1 year. I'm not talking of 2 years. I'm not talking of 3 years. I'm not talking of 4 years. I'm talking of 10 solid years. The joy of the marriage was already going away. They said one night, for the past 10 years, he had been complaining. He had been crying. He had been wondering. He had done everything. But they said one night, he received an inspiration. And he said, around 11 p.m. or so, thereabout, I can't remember the exact time he quoted. He said that he now told God, said, God, I want to have a meeting with you tonight. I have something to tell you. And now I'm asking you, give the permission to be in this meeting. Give the devil the permission to be in this meeting. Can you hear that kind of prayer? You are telling God, you are inviting God for a meeting. And you say, God, I'm invited for a meeting tonight. And I'm asking you to give the devil the permission to be at that meeting. He said, as soon as he said that, the devil jumped into the room. Because he already given the permission. What else do you want? He wanted to talk to God, and he said, God, I am invited for a meeting tonight. And I'm asking you one request. Give the devil the permission to be at that meeting. The devil was very happy. And he jumped into the room. And so when the meeting started, he said, God, I have not come to you today to complain. I've not come to you today to cry. I've not come to you today to tell you, to ask anything. I've only come to you to tell you, my God, that whether you give me a child or not, I will worship you forever. I will praise you forever. I will be your friend. That's why I said you give them the permission to come and hear it. That I'm not coming to you today to complain. The only thing I've come to tell you to let you know and let the devil know that whether you give me this tithe or not, I'm going to continue to thank you and worship you. And started worshiping, I started praising God, started thanking God. The devil jumped away. God, the devil has something he never wanted to hear. He was doing something, what the devil wanted to do to ensure that he doesn't serve God, he doesn't worship God, he got to grumble against God because of barrenness. But he said, look, devil, say, God, invite devil to this meeting. It's up to you. Decide whether you are giving me or not. It doesn't matter. It doesn't bother me again. But just know one thing. As for me, I'm going to be praising you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to work. And he started praising God. I'm going to thank God. He said, after 45 minutes, or just worshiping God, he was in a trance. he saw a baby, a boy, wrapped in a linen, swinging from one his right hand to his left hand. And 2 weeks after that, the wife conceived. And the following year, they had a baby born. Sacrifice of thanksgiving. That was the only sacrifice he made. Complain would have given him that. Attitude would have given him that. Withdrawal syndrome would have given that. Running away, giving excuses why you will not be among the people of God again, or serve God, or worship him, would not have given him that. He summoned the courage that night to offer his sacrifice of thanksgiving. I want us to know thanksgiving is a sacrifice. And when you talk of a sacrifice, it's not something that's always convenient, but it's for appeasement. So this year, as it's coming to an end, I want to charge us, everybody, for the remaining part, the remaining days of this year, let us offer that sacrifice of thanksgiving. If you do nothing else, summon the courage to offer that sacrifice, and then do what, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. That sacrifice will make a way for you. See, remember our text in Psalm 117, verse 16, it said, I will offer sacrifice, thanksgiving, and call upon the name of the Lord. The sacrifice already made a way. When David was bringing the ark, he made 1,000 sacrifices. Sacrifice will make it. And the only sacrifice that I'm asking you, that my calling to make this morning, for the remaining part of this year, is sacrifice, thanksgiving. Don't complain. Don't give attitude. Don't murmur. But give him that singular sacrifice. You know, as Christians, we are not a people without hope. Ah, 2020 has gone. It's a wasted year. You don't have a wasted year. You are a child of God. You are a child of destiny. Your script was written by God. So how can it be wasted? You are the only one that can waste it. And don't let the devil don't borrow your mouth to destroy your destiny. Your life cannot be wasted. Your script was written by God. And so, no matter what happened in 2020, has not affected what God has planned or proposed for your life. Because God is this that. But see, we hope against hope. That is who we are. We are a people that hope against hope. And so this morning, I want us to bless God from all our heart. I want God us to give him thanksgiving. I want us with joy to praise him. Not only that, because we're here, but because he's God. He has seen us through the year 2020. And year 2021 is going to be a new deal. I said it's going to be a new deal. I said it's going to be a new deal. Easy. You are worthy of my faith. Oh, 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 oh. You are worthy of my faith. Easy. You are worthy of my praise. Oh, 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 oh. You are worthy of my praise. Sing Yahweh, Yahweh, you are worthy of our praise. Oh, you are worthy of our praise. We sing Jesus, Jesus, you are worthy of our praise. Oh, you are worthy of a
that prayer. Is why the Bible says that we should give thanks, and that in everything
we should give thanks.
Because the Bible recognizes that the only sacrifice that we can offer at any time, that for everything, you know, there are different types of sacrifices in the Old Testament. You know, you have sacrifice for this, sacrifice for that. Do you get what I'm saying? Have you read in the Old Testament? There are types of sacrifices, but one sacrifice that is for everything, that covers everything, is sacrifice of thanks given to the Lord. When you offer that sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, it makes, you know, it covers for everything. It's a thing that is not a specialized, that's only this with this one, doesn't deal with that. It covers everything. So, and as you do that, when you then call upon the name of the Lord will hear you. As we offer God sacrifice of thanksgiving for this year 2020, and as now begin to call upon for the year 2021, heavens will over us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, my brother and my sister, the Bible says all things work together for good for those who love all things. Yes, pandemic year 2020, hence year 2020, everything 2020, all things. Is it true that pandemic happened year 20? Yes. Is it true that many plans have been delayed? Yes. Is it true that many schedules have been shifted? Yes. Is it true that many have been slowed down? Yes. But say, my God, say all things work together for the good of all those who love him, because I am a child of God. Whether pandemic or answers or any, all things will still work together for my good. I can see everything, Tonina. Everything. Everything
turning around for my good.
I can see everything
turning around.
Everything
turning around.
Everything
turning around for my good.
I can see everything
turning around.
Everything
turning around.
Everything
turning around for my good.
Now let me ask you a question. How many of you are looking forward to a great year 2021? God bless you. How many of you are having a bigger expectation for year 2021? Wave your hand. God bless you. Now, if you are looking forward to that, make a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord here for year 2020. Stop complaining. Don't be among those people who are grumbling. Don't be among those who are really the least of woes. Because we are people who are looking forward. And the Bible says, we hope against hope. We are not men without hope. And our hope is anchored on Christ, which is the rod that can never fail. So, if you are looking forward to a great year 2021, don't complain about the year 2020 again. If you are looking forward to a great time with the Lord in the year 2021, stop glowing about year 2020 again. If you are expecting a new move of God in the year 2021, start giving God attitude for year 2020. But rather, begin to offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving, so that you can then call upon him, like Simon says. You can then call upon his name. We'll be making a mistake if you are judging now, Lord God, this 2021, you know it's not good enough, but I'm begging you, 2021 must be better. 2020 is not good enough. Oh, you know this, Lord, though. You know I said it didn't happen. I said that it didn't happen. But 2021, don't let it be like that again, no. Please, oh. That's not the way to do it. Offer him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Yes, that God, irrespective of what has happened, you promise in your word, all things will work together for my good. I may not like it, I might not have seen it, but I'm believing you. I want to thank you because your word is ever true. Thank him that he still gives you the bread of life. And finally, before we go to pray this morning, I want us to look at Jeremiah chapter 30. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 18, quickly. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 18. Okay, let me, as you read from here, I won't like to read from, okay. Thus said the Lord, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents and have mercy on his dwelling places. And the city shall be built upon an old heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. Let's look at it in NIV version. Go to NIV. Can you give me NIV? God bless you. Now, see what's saying. This is what the law says. Do you take as a message for you? Does it want concern you? Is the law addressing you? My dear brother, I don't know what the year 2020 has been for you. This is the last Sunday, the year 2020. And I don't know whose reports you want to believe. Is it the report that said this year of meltdown? Is it the report that said this year of underperformance? Is it the report that said that this year of disappointment? Is it the report that said that this year of recession? But the Bible is saying this morning, this is what the Lord says. Economic indices might be saying something different. WHO might be saying something different. The World Bank might say something different. FAO might be talking about food insecurity. But I'm talking about what the Lord says. This is what the Lord says to you. My brother, my son, listen to me this morning to the household of Cedar. I will restore the fortune of Jacob's tents. I will restore the fortune of Jacob's tent. Is it time lost? Is your opponent wasted? Is it shattered dreams? Is it dashed hope? Is it disappointed expectation? This is what the Lord says. I will restore the fortunes of Jacob's tent. As you offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving, know in your heart. As you meditate on the word that says that all things work together for, know in your heart, God is saying, I will restore the fortune of Jacob's tent. What are the fortunes lost in the year 2020? What are the up dash in the year 2020? The Lord is promising you, is promising me, I will restore. Who is saying hi? Who is saying that? Who is saying I? Is he a liar? Can he lie? Does he have the power to do it? I will restore your fortune, the fortune of Jacob's tent. What's your fortune that seems to have been lost? And her compassion on his dwelling. The city will be rebuilt on our ruins. And the palace will stand in its proper words. Proper, everything that has gone out of joints, everything that the pandemic has shaken out of place, every plan that you have made that happening in 2021 have scattered. Bible says everything will come back to place. So why will you not thank this God? Why will you not bless this God?
Why will you not appreciate him? Are you ready this morning to offer that sacrifice of thanksgiving? Because a greater deed awaits you, irrespective of what has been your experiences the year 2020. Stand on your feet.
You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega.
You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega.
You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh, hey, you are Yahweh. Oh God,
you are Yahweh, Alpha
and Omega. You are Yahweh,
Alpha and
Omega.
One of the people who have been grumbling about the year, who have been complaining about the year, can you take about 10 seconds just to ask for forgiveness from the Lord to cleanse you of every form of grumbling, every form of bitterness? You know, you have been bitter about the things that have gone this year. You have been bitter. You may not have said it out because you are trying to be holy, but you know, in your heart, you nurture some bitterness about how the year has gone. You are murmuring and you are complaining, whether outwardly or inwardly. I just ask God this morning to cleanse of any form of bitterness, of any form of murmuring, of any form of complaint. Tell God you are sorry. And now begin to tell God, yes, I believe you, all things will work together for my good. That I know, God, everything will work together for my good. I thank you. I bless you. I thank you. Now begin to give God that sacrifice of thanksgiving. Because he said, we restore the fortune of Jacob's tent. It's a paradise lost, a fortune wasted. Begin to thank him that, no, I know you cannot be a liar. Man can be a liar, but you will ever remain true. Begin to thank God. Begin to offer him sacrifice of prayer, of thanksgiving. Begin to tell him, God, I bless you because I know a greater deed awaits me in the coming year. I'm thanking you because I know everything works together for my good. I thank you because I know your word and your promise for my life will not fail.
You are the Lord from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument.
You are God all by yourself. You are God. You are God from beginning. no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God. You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
Heavenly Father, nothing can successfully contend with you. You are your word is you. And your word says, all things work together for good of those who love God. We are the sheep of your pasture. You are our God. From beginning to the very end. In any way we have been grumbling, we have been complaining, Lord, we are sorry. We ask that you forgive us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. As we come before you this morning to bring sacrifice of thanksgiving, the pagans, the idolaters, they carry sacrifice to the junctions so that they can make appeasements to God, little gods that are no gods. But this morning, we are carrying our own sacrifice of thanksgiving, and we are putting it on your altar this morning. Lord, every one of us was brought to your altar today, sacrifice of thanksgiving. Father, let this sacrifice be accepted before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let him make appeasements for us in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, restore our fortune. Lord God, we call upon you as we make this sacrifice before you. Use this sacrifice to launch us into the center of your purpose and the fulfillment of your counsel. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are looking forward to a greater time with you, a greater day from you, and a better time in our ramifications. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying.